Well, I'm very pleased to see the Oscar G. Johnson VA Medical Center in Iron Mountain is back up to full services in the area of the intensive care unit and the emergency department. The emergency room will now be operating once again 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. In the intensive care unit, if you come to the VA Medical Center and they have to stabilize you before any kind of transfer or anything, they have facilities, but most importantly, the physicians, the nurses, and staff support people to assist you. We're seeing this all across the country. Hospitals are having shortages for doctors and nurses. So I want to tip my hat to Director Murphy and his staff who were able to quickly recruit physicians to come and staff these critical positions for all of our veterans throughout the Upper Peninsula and northeastern Wisconsin. So it's great to have the center back up. I know every time we have one of these units having to close because of shortage of physicians or staff, first thing the rumor is, oh, the VA hospital is going to close. It is not going to close. The Iron Mountain VA hospital, known as the Oscar G. Johnson VA Medical Center in Iron Mountain, is here to stay. I'm pleased to see it's fully staffed and getting back up and running in the ER in the intensive care unit. Those are critical components of any hospital, and with our aging veteran population, it's even more critical to keep these two units open. Again, I tip my hat to Director Murphy and his staff for filling these positions relatively quickly. There are many VA hospitals right now around the country who've had to close down their VA, the ER unit and the ICU unit, just because it's hard to recruit physicians. The more rural you are, the more difficult it is to recruit. So I'm very glad to see this happen, and anything we can do to help out the VA center, we will.